T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the Mercedes in the Morning podcast. Make sure you not only download, but also subscribe.
Yes, subscribe, like, favorite, leave a comment, tell your friends.
And follow us on social.
What are our social accounts?
At Mercedes in the AM.
Thank you.
And at Mercedes and JC on Facebook.
All right, enjoy.
7654321. And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show.
Starts right now.
Here we go.
Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. You finally made it, and this is the pre-show. Thank you guys for getting up early with us and listening. We appreciate it. I was telling JC, I'm like, my stuff, like, whenever your stuff is not the way you like it, you always get a little kind of anxious.
Yes. There's little things that could be off, yes.
And it's totally on the person feeling that way. It's not on anyone else. And so I'm like, what's wrong this morning? Like, I just felt like different vibes from my setup. And someone sits here now and they move my chair down, which is fine. I can move that back up. But I'm like, why is there not my trash can? There's a recycling thing. And I think it's because of what we were talking about yesterday, about the reams of paper that Las Vegas...
Is that a hint to you to recycle more? But hold on, my recycling bin is not here, so I think that's my recycling bin.
Oh, it is?
Yes, because I have my trash can, but I noticed not my recycling bin.
Oh, I thought someone just switched it out, telling me I should recycle more.
Sending you a hint. No, I think maybe that's the bin that's normally over here is over there for some reason.
Oh, okay.
What's the rule on trash cans? Because there's an issue here at the radio station, because yes, it is a trash can right here. You put your trash in there. But some people, they'll have pizza, whatever. They're eating food here, which is fine, or some lunch or something that has an odor to it. And they throw it out in the trash can here in the studio. So yes, you put it in the trash can, but in essence, it's still out in the open. It's not a sealed trash can. It's an open little container here.
There's no windows that open here. The things that stay in here tend to leave a smell.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So to me, yes, they're taking the time of putting it in a trash can, but in essence, it's just still sitting out in the open, smelling up the entire room.
There's really no difference if you left it out on the counter.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So you put it in the trash can, but there's no difference than just sitting it right here in it. Because then it sits overnight. For some reason, the cleaning crew doesn't come and it sits overnight. And then we walk in the morning because there's no one here overnight. And you open the studio door and it's like, whoa, garlic or whatever that is. It just kind of it takes over the room.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. I get here after you. So I don't, when I come in, everything is already clean. But I do see you wiping things down today. What's
going on? I wiped down, but then I heard Jen has a weird cough.
Going. Oh, no.
So I heard it down the hallway. So I'm just, doing
just
double
a little,
extra cleaning.
Well, you can never be too safe. That's why when I went to New Mexico for my cousin's funeral, everyone was like hacking and coughing. And my mom had just gotten over like some bout with food poisoning. And I was sharing a bed with her. And so yesterday, I'm sitting here, and I just don't feel good.
I was going to say, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling much better. But it hit me once I was at home. I'm like, because she was saying, I think I had a case of the stomach flu. And I just forgot about that. And then I'm at home, because I left work right when we were done. I felt so miserable.
Mercedes came in, and you're dealing with a lot personally. But just put that aside, you were great. I mean, as far as like health and everything, you were awesome. And I literally watched you deteriorate as the show went on. I think it was around 7 o'clock. You just made a little comment like, oh, my stomach's not right. And then by 8, you were wincing at one point. You were buckled over and wincing. And then if you go back and listen to the podcast, at one point we turned the microphones on and you almost vomited when you went to speak.
It was like the grossest thing. Like I felt, oh, I don't even want to go into detail.
But you went, you were at the top of the mountain. Then I watched you deteriorate as a human being in front of me.
It was, and I went and looked in the mirror. I had no color left in my face. I'm like, oh God, something's wrong. I just didn't want it to happen when I was here. So I left after the show, but I thought about it last night. I'm like, oh my God, did I get the stomach flu from my mom? Mm-hmm. Like, I was sharing a bed with her, and you know, once I spend some time, some quality time at home, I was much better.
That's good.
You know, sometimes you just got to get stuff out of your system.
Yeah, you know, sometimes something's in there and you just got to clean things out.
Yeah, I was
And once
totally
it's out,
better.
You're all good, you know?
I feel so much better.
And that was your text last night, too. I said, hey, you feeling better? Okay. But I think you're just relaxing. Yeah, you know, once things, and your color's back, I feel like
a new person. So, yeah, I feel so much better.
You know, if there's a bad apple in the batch, you get rid of the bad apple and the rest of the batch, you know, is pretty good.
It spoils the bunch.
Yes.
Once you get it out, you got to get it out. And then the rest of the apples are totally fine. So anyway, how are you?
I am good. So there's three things when I saw you I wanted to bring up. One is how you're doing. And you're doing better, so that's great. Two, I looked at you for the first time. I don't know if that's new, but I like that jacket a lot.
Oh, I wear this every day.
Oh.
Yeah. But I usually take it off by the time you come in here.
Okay.
And hang it up. So, but thank you
okay.
very much.
I like that. It's a very nice jacket. And the third thing is, let's hit this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Why, thank you. It's not my birthday.
But it's through you. It's to someone you created. And today is kind of, I mean, today should be your day because you're the one that gave birth to your daughter, Sophie, on this day.
It's crazy. Yeah, today is her birthday. And I am just, I can't believe that... She has just grown up into this, like, beautiful young lady. Yeah, thank you for that, by the way. I posted some pictures of her on my Instagram this morning, and I'm going through them, and I was on the computer, and I was like, I was going back on the computer, like, because I don't have all my pictures of her on my phone. I'm like, oh, my gosh, just this baby is this human being now. It was just crazy. I was getting all emotional this morning.
Oh, it's a beautiful post. If you guys follow Mercedes, you'll see it at the beautiful post of her daughter. But just, yeah, Sophie, happy birthday to you today.
Oh, well, thank you. I will let her know. And I saw your post or I saw your comment, and I'm sure she'll be reading them and be all excited that people care about her birthday.
Oh,
so,
we
yeah,
do.
We're just going to do a little dinner
She's
tonight
darling.
With some of her friends, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you for that. Let's get the show started, guys. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany?
I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
Do you want to hear I've Been Thinking About You by London Beat? Never There by Cake. Those are your choices. Text us 21732. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook or call us right now 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
And the Grammy goes to.
Right now, here's what's trending.
Okay, Jeff Bezos is trending this morning. The richest man in the world is accusing the National Enquirer of extortion and blackmail. The Amazon CEO, he says the newspaper's parent company threatened to publish nude photos of him and other suggestive pictures of his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. However, they said they wouldn't publish the photos if he said publicly that he had no evidence that the Inquirer's coverage of him was politically motivated. Well, the magazine had previously published romantic texts between the two, which made him launch this investigation on how they even got those texts. And he's saying they got those texts through a government entity.
Oh.
So.
And then they say they have texts with pictures of...
Yeah, that's what they say they were kind
areas.
Of threatening
Ooh.
Him with. So, interesting. Yeah, that's great. It's, I mean...
Well, on a side note on that, what? If you're texting a picture of that, guys, when you hit send... Just know as soon as you hit send that there is now a chance that it's going to show up somewhere you don't want it to show up. It's now out there in the universe. So just if you have any inkling of worries about that showing up somewhere, just don't send that picture.
I get that, but I do think that you should be okay knowing that the government's not going to go in and take that picture and blackmail with you. Completely agree. With you.
This is a complete side topic of
government
and all this other all that hoo-ha. Now, I'm talking about, you know, when you...
Just sending it out.
When you send it out, just know that you're now putting it out there for it to end up somewhere you don't want it to end up at.
Yes, I would agree
Whether
with
a
that.
Girlfriend showing another girlfriend or whatever. You never know.
Because I've seen those pictures. Like, my girlfriends have shown me
those
pictures.
See, exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Also, this morning, salary is trending. A new survey says that most Americans believe that their employers, quote unquote, do their best to pay employees well. 72% of people feel like their company does their best to pay them well. People were also asked how they feel about their pay, with 56% of men and 46% of women saying they are satisfied with their earnings. But half of Americans say they are not satisfied with their earnings. So the way I look at it, I'm satisfied, but I would always like more, right? Who wouldn't want more? Is there anyone that would say, no, this is enough. This is where I cap out. I don't want anything more than that.
And also, I mean, at the end of the day, they're a business trying to make money, make a profit,
right,
and stay in a business to look for their best business and interest at hand.
But I was surprised that so many people felt like, I mean, a good surprise that 72% of people feel like their employers do their best to pay them well. So that's a good thing,
right?
Yeah,
it's a positive thing.
Also this morning, Justin Bieber is trending. He and his wife, Hailey Baldwin, they just did a very revealing interview with Vogue magazine. And they revealed that they remain celibate until their marriage. Now, part of the reason, though not the only reason, was because of a religious commitment that Justin made. He said that he wanted to rededicate himself to God because he felt it was better for the condition of his soul, and that he believes that God blessed him with Haley as a result of turning to God.
That's
so
good.
That's very sweet. He also admitted that he was abusing Xanax at one point when he was younger because he was just so ashamed of being super promiscuous, and that's what he needed to get this change going in him. So that is trending. And then Delta is trending this morning. The airline is removing napkins from their planes after passengers said they were creepy. They're specific napkins. They're Diet Coke drink napkins that had the words, "Because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know." And then on the other side, it said, "Put your phone number here and give it to your plane crush." And people were like, "Okay, that's creepy." That's what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
903.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It is Friday. Ariana Grande just released her album, so I know you got that coming up in the dirt.
Yes.
I want to listen to all of it. I didn't get a chance to this morning.
Stories about some of the songs, too, and who they pertain to, and secret videos that came out, and...
Go ahead.
I see a whole bunch of Ariana stuff coming up. Yeah, Grammy stuff too.
Oh yeah, that's this weekend. Also, did you see? I thought of you because it scared the bejesus out of me and reminded me of a time we watched a trailer here in studio. Did you see the Pet Sematary trailer?
Heard everyone talking about it yesterday. I did not see it though. Were you freaked out?
I watched it last night. Well, I was actually yesterday afternoon. I watched it. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it looks really, really scary. And even Stephen King himself says it's very, very scary.
Did he tweet out saying it's scary?
Yeah, he did.
Nice.
it was in my stuff this morning. He said, like, be warned, this is a really scary movie. The trailer was freaking me out. It was jumping when I was watching it. I was like, oh gosh, we'll post it. Be forewarned. I thought it was really scary.
And I'm pretty sure the first one came out in the 80s, right? I don't know if I even saw. I know the story of Pet Sematary.
I
don't know if I saw the first movie.
I think it was maybe
90s. Was it 90s?
I'm not sure, but I saw it. And that I thought was scary, too. But
And I'm not giving anything away. And I'm not sure if it's in the trailer or not. But there is they tweak something.
Yeah, it's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
What you're talking about, yeah.
There's a big twist that happens from the... Is it a remake or like Pet Sematary... Part 2, Electric Boogaloo.
No.
Is it still like, is it a part 2 or is it a remake?
It's the same story, the exact same story, but it's just
retold.
Like a new version of it, and it looks much scarier. And I think they may have had some creative licensing because there were some things that I don't remember. I know were not in the book or were in the first movie. So, yeah, there is a twist. Gage, who is the son that it's mostly about in the first one, is not the focal point of this one. And okay. So, yeah, that's a well-known fact that Gage is kind of the centerpiece of it. And so,
Plus, if the first one came out in the early 90s, here we are 2019. There's many more dead pets out there in the cemetery to come and do bad things to us.
Oh, there you go.
So that's another reason why there's more. We're like, whoa! Lily!
I'm like jumpy because of it. It's so funny. So how was your night last night?
It was good. Busy. Was a TV show yesterday. My wife's out of town. So which means then dog duty is completely on me. And so I felt bad last night because there are days where I love going outside and just playing with Jackson. Because Zoe doesn't need to go out. I mean, she loves being outside, but she doesn't need to run around and need the same kind of exercise as Jack does. And there's days where it just the day gets by me and I don't get to play with him as much as I want. And yesterday was one of those days. And it's just like last night, I just finally sat down and sit on the couch to unwind for a minute. And he's kind of sitting next to me, gives me these eyes of like, you didn't play with me today.
When are we going?
We're going to go now? I'm like, dude, it's 9 o'clock and it's cold out.
Yeah, well.
You can relax. This is just chill, Jax. It's called watching TV.
I was going to say, hopefully he understands, but he doesn't. he's probably mad at you right now.
So this morning when I was getting ready, I normally have my bathroom door shut. I had the bathroom door open, and I was playing ball with him while I was getting ready this morning. So where my one bathroom is, I can throw something out of my bathroom and it can bounce down the stairs.
Uh-huh.
So I was doing that this morning. I'm getting ready, you know, brushing my teeth, throw the ball down the steps. He brings it back up, throw it back down, put lotion on my body, throw the ball back down. So I was playing with the dog while I was getting ready this morning.
That's called multitasking.
Yes.
Yeah, I am very impressed. Way to go on that.
Thank you. Thank you. How was your Thursday?
It was pretty good. I went to a memorial last night for a friend of ours in the radio world, Brittany Kaysen. She passed away a couple of weeks ago, and they had a really nice memorial for her at the space, and just kind of talked about her, saw a lot of people that, you know, just we were all so devastated to lose her. And so I went there last night. Afterwards, came home, just worked on some stuff, watched Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. I'm still
How are we doing?
Obsessed.
How many celebrities in that?
How many are left?
Who's been booted?
Well, I don't want to give it away because people are so like...
spoilery.
Yeah, well, and they just don't watch it as it airs. So I'm hesitant. But they did have an eviction... Was it last night? No. They're going to have, I think, a double eviction.
Ooh.
Either tonight or this weekend or something like that. So I'm still all in on that one. And yeah, just it's been a crazy week. I'm ready for the weekend.
Today, the cover crooner, the reveal happens at 8 a.m. Are you confident as to who the covered crooner is?
I am. I didn't get any secret messages from people who did investigative work, but I did some investigative work. I say I'm 95% sure I know who it is.
All right.
Yeah, do you?
I think, well...
I saw your tweet yesterday.
It's not my tweet. Well, I don't know.
I don't think it is either, but I'd like to hear why you think it's that.
I'll explain why I thought and why I don't think later on because we're running out of time here. But yeah, the covered crooner will be back in studio at 8 a.m. for the big reveal. We've got your Justin Timberlake tickets all morning long. First chance to get those is at 7:40. Michael Bublé, those tickets are coming up in 15 minutes with the early edition of Heads Up. And then, yes, some dirt. Ariana Grande drops a new album, and she blasts the producers of the Grammys. Details in 7 minutes. There she is. That's Taylor Swift. This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And coming up in 3 minutes, your tickets to Michael Bublé.
We'd never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's do this.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Ariana Grande has released her second album in 6 months. Thank You Next was released today, and it came with a surprise music video for the song Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. And it stars Riverdale star Charles Melton.
Well, that is sure to be number one if it isn't already.
Right, so let's give you some of that new song right here. You want more?
I was just trying to get a feel for it.
practically on my knees. Yeah, yeah. But I know I shouldn't think about it. You know what?
The thing I notice about Ariana's music is she does a lot of like noises.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, yo. Oh, oh, ah. Oh, oi, oi. Oi. I don't know. I'd like to listen to her noises.
Let's give you another song, because there is no track called Pete Davidson. But there's a song that seems to address their whirlwind romance and their also their breakup this past October. It's called Ghostin'. And Ariana sings, I know that it breaks your heart when I cry again over him. And they're saying this could be a reference to her previous relationship with Mac Miller, who died of an overdose in September, a month before she split up with Pete Davidson.
Yep.
So here is some of Ghostin'.
I know that it breaks your heart when I cry again over him. I know it breaks your heart when I cry again instead of ghosting him. We'll get through this.
Sounds like it's a really personal album. Mm-hmm. There's just like
a lot went down in the past 6 months.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to hear any others? We got a track called Needy, a track called NASA, a track called Bloodline. Fake Smile?
I want to hear NASA.
NASA, okay, yeah. Here we go. Here's NASA. Ariana Grande, NASA.
N-A-S-A. Get over. I'm a need space. I'm a need space. I'm a need, you know, I'm a star space. I'm a need space. I'm a need space. I'm a need space. Hey. Get over. I'm a need space. I'm a need space.
Rumor is the video on this one's going to star Buzz Aldrin.
It's about wanting space, this one. NASA, sorry. I just heard.
Oh, it's not about the NASA program?
No, it's not.
Sorry, Buzz.
I that's why I wanted to find out. Like, what does the NASA refer to in her song?
Because they were saying that, because Pete Davidson, too, is wearing that NASA sweatshirt majority of the time they were dating. And they thought maybe that was going to be the song about Pete Davidson, because he wore a NASA shirt.
Oh, well, because get it? I'm going to need space. NASA.
NASA.
I'm going to need space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, earlier this week, Ariana Grande, she pulled out of performing at the Grammys, allegedly because the producers wanted to have control over what songs she did, and they weren't treating any other acts like that. And on Thursday, one of the producers said Ariana's performance was canceled because it had become, quote, too late for her to pull something together. And, well, Ariana Grande did not like that.
Uh-oh.
She said, you're lying about me. I can pull together a performance overnight. It was when my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that he decided not to attend. I hope the show is exactly what you want it to be and more.
Wow. So I don't think she's going to be at the Grammys for a very long time.
So she will not be there. Taylor Swift will not be there as well because she's in London filming Cats. And also Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and Childish Gambino all declined to perform. Not clear if they'll be there or not, but they said thank you no on their performance.
Thank you, no.
Thank you, no. Not thank you next. Thank you, no. So the Grammys are on Sunday. Also this weekend, Halsey, she will be hosting and performing on SNL.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then we have The Walking Dead returns on Sunday.
Yay.
Movies this weekend, The Lego Movie 2, the second part. What Men Want. I think this looks great. It's the spinoff, the Mel Gibson What Women Want, when Mel Gibson could hear ladies' thoughts.
Is it a spin-off
like a remake or just...
Or just like the same premise?
Yeah,
okay,
same premise.
Gotcha. Like,
Tahari P. Henson stars in this one.
That scares me. I don't want to know what
I would not
think.
Leave the house.
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking of a number from 1 to 15. What is it?
8.
Oh my God, I swear to God it was 8.
I'm psychic. I am. I know things. I know a lot about you that you don't know that I know just because I just get the vibes from you. It's crazy.
Red, blue, and yellow. I'm thinking of one color here.
Yellow.
Ah, red.
Wow, okay.
Mixed signals.
You threw me off, but if you just boom, ask me a quick question, I can, I'll come up
with thinking of a president. Go.
George Washington.
Lincoln.
My whole vibe is off now. You gotta stop that.
Time to win right now. We got your tickets to go see Michael Bublé, caller 20, at 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
Okay, one category left this morning. The category is Scout's Honor. You get to pick your partner, and if you get 60 seconds, you're gonna win. Caller 20 plays, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Janine.
Yes.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller 20.
Yay.
Let's do this. Let's make you a winner this morning. We have your category. It's Scouts Honor. Today is National Boy Scout Day, so these are all things that are associated with Boy Scouts, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes, please.
Okay.
All right, you guys, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Michael Bublé. You start now.
You do this when you're using a bow and an arrow. It's called? The sport is what?
Oh, my goodness. I'm pulling a blade.
Okay, pass. If you take out a tent and pitch it in the woods, you're doing this.
Camping.
Yes. If you get a grill and you throw some food on there, you're doing what?
Barbecuing.
Oh, no. Or in your kitchen, you're what?
Cooking.
Yes. This is, sometimes you get these kits when you're injured. They have Band-Aids in them.
Safety. First aid kit.
Yes. This is what you learn to tie. There's different variations.
A knot.
Yes. This is when you take a pole and put bait on the end of the line. You are
fishing.
Yes. This is what you might be doing, these like arts and
crafts.
Yes. Yes. Woo! Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
The first one you were talking about is a badge as a Boy Scout I did not get.
Oh, it isn't? Oh, it's archery.
Oh, archery.
No,
oh,
I knew the clue. I just, when I was a Boy Scout, I never got my archery badge.
Yeah. Was it just not something that was a priority?
I couldn't master that skill.
Oh, too bad. Well, maybe this is something we do. We look to get you your archery badge.
Oh, my gosh. I finally.
As an adult. Yeah.
Well, hey, that's awesome.
Congrats, Janine.
Thank you.
Tickets to go see Michael Bublé. He is going to be in town on T-Mobile Arena Saturday, March 30th. Well done.
Nice job. And we will have more tickets for you with Heads Up this morning. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have tickets to see Florence and the Machine.
PhD in the way it used to be.
That's Matt Nathanson. It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning. And coming up 1 hour from right now, how about this? Justin Timberlake tickets. We got them coming your way.
Okay, so this weekend, I don't know if you have big plans, but if you want to join us, JC, we're going to go check out all the cool Chinese New Year decorations that they have, like over at the Bellagio, you know, in the big atrium area.
Oh, it's so beautiful there.
Oh, my gosh.
So much time and effort goes into that. It's crazy.
It's so cool. I cannot wait to go check that out. And then after, we like to go sit in that little lounge there across from the hotel lobby where
they play
that piano.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why we like to sit there? Of course, it's good people watching, but that's where they make magic. They casino loungeify songs. Do you know what that means? Where they take a song that's popular now, but then they put the casino lounge spin on it. And then I sit there and I play this game where it's called Casino Loungeify a Song. And you try to guess what the hit is just based on the casino version. And I thought if you wanted to come with us, I'd give you some practice because I have the Casino Loungeify game for you right now.
Oh, you got a game for me?
I have a game for you this morning. And you guys can all play along. How good are you with the top hits of today?
This is so funny because you'll be in the casino and you'll hear that and you're humming along. And you're like, wait.
How do I know the words to this?
How do I know this song?
Now, see if you can guess these big songs. These are all huge songs.
These are
right
hit songs.
Now.
You're going to get this. All right, everyone.
And they're casino loungeified, okay? Let's start. I think this one, it's a little difficult, but I think you will be able to get it, okay? First casino loungeified song.
Is it current song?
Current song.
702-364-9400.
You don't know it?
You know this one just from hearing it?
I'm singing along to it in my head. I thought it was starting easy for you.
I got nothing.
All right, let's hit the answer on this one. Maybe then you'll get it.
Thank you, next.
You could.
Oh my gosh, no! Let me hit it again. Hold on.
All right. Okay, let's try another one.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that you just needed to warm up, okay?
All right.
Let's go with number two. You don't know?
Yeah, it's there. You see, it's formulating. The seed has been planted, and the flower is starting to grow in my head, but I can't. Let me get one more time.
Okay.
Now I'm happiness. And I'm fine with you.
Sing it out.
The happy song. Happier.
Let's ask one of our junior listeners on the phone who wants to help you. Megan, do you know that one?
No.
You don't?
Oh, man.
Oh my gosh. Well, hold on, man. Okay.
Hold
on. Okay. Hit the answer. I'm going to let you'll get it as soon as you hear this.
Is there happy in that song?
No. Listen to it again.
This bit of happy. Is it saying happiness in Maroon 5? Girls like you.
Okay. Man, now I'm really guessing this game. Casino Lounge.
This is
by
good
a
though because I think people are doing the same thing. I'm hearing it, but I can't. It's in the sky. I can't pull it down. Third one. Ready?
Okay. Come on.
Help you. Where'd all my lifelines go? Everyone bailed on me. All right, let me squeeze one more in. Then we get. There we go.
Okay,
get out of here,
let me see. I got to get one that you can get. Go with seven.
Seven. Okay.
Seven,
here we go.
Okay.
I gotta get one.
Casino Loungeify a song, everyone.
Those guys, those two dudes.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Come on.
Closer.
Yeah! You can come with us to the Bellagio. Oh my gosh.
My head is hurting.
My head's hurting.
I could see them. I could feel them. I just couldn't grab them.
That
gets your mind going.
I thought you would do better. Next time.
Chainsmokers finally came to me, the two guys.
Next time I will put in a bunch of Hall & Oates songs, and you are guaranteed.
That was
to
awesome,
get
though, because I guarantee you everyone, people are either screaming at the radio their answer, or you're in the same boat as me where you can hear it, you just couldn't put your arms around it.
I have a couple more. Maybe we'll do them later. Well, maybe once your brain gets working this morning.
That needs to be one of those games and those apps people download to get your brain working. Just play that game. That's good.
Right.
Hot Three's up next. What do you got?
Okay, well, if you are thinking about getting married next week, as a lot of people do here on Valentine's Day, McCarran is going to make it a lot easier for you. We'll explain. Also, are you spending too much on your kids' birthday gifts? And now, a new invention. If you like eating chips, but you don't like the grease that gets on your fingers, we're going to talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
You know what we find out today at 8 a.m.? We find out who our Covered Crooner is. Week 4, episode 4 of the Covered Crooner. She, a tall lady, was in here yesterday.
A tall lady?
She was singing. We got her clues. And she, this tall woman, will be back here this morning at 8 a.m.
We can't wait. I think I know. You think you know. I saw your guest yesterday on social media.
Which grade
I think you're way off.
You put a guess out there, and I love you guys, because you guys will point out the flaws in those guesses. And so people pointed out some flaws, and then something happened last night that confirmed my guess has nothing to do with it. My guess is out.
Okay, I can't wait to find out what that is. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Hey! Here we go.
All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
Travelers coming to Las Vegas to get married on Valentine's Day can get their marriage license as soon as they step off the plane. A pop-up marriage license office is going to open at McCarran February 13th through the 16th. Officials say it's meant to make the process faster and easier during the Valentine's Day and President's Day holiday period. More than 1,500 marriage licenses are issued in the days leading up to and on Valentine's Day.
Do you remember when you and Matt went down to get your license?
I do remember standing in line. It's just very, like, non-romantic, you know? It's just a long line, and you get there, and I remember the lady, I think, poor thing, had a bad day. I think she had just dealt with someone that was kind of a jerk.
Oh,
so
man.
She was kind of like, okay, like, and I was like, I thought this was this big moment. I'm like, yeah, what do you need on my end? And she's like, yeah, just, and just sign, okay, you're set, bye. Oh. Okay.
I remember when we walked out, we got the license, walked out, and there were like limousines lined up waiting, enticing you to come down to whatever little chapel or wedding chapel on the strip to get married.
Oh, there were?
Walking out like, hey, you guys, get your license. Yeah, such chapel is having a special this afternoon. If you want to come down, they were just looking there, trying to pull business of people walking out of downtown with their license in hand. Like, hey, you looking at a place to get married? Come down to the chapel.
Wow. I don't even remember if they had that when I was there. I'm trying to. You would think they would have for florists and
it's
everything.
A great spot.
You know?
Great. Advertise your business.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Also this morning, experts warn that many people are spending too much on their kids' birthday gifts. Experts say for your own kid's birthday, $100 is good. That is enough for a great blend of toys, books, clothing. They also say when budgeting, don't forget to factor in the cost of a birthday party, which is on average about $400, they say.
As whoa. For,
well, yeah, when it's all said and done, you get food. Even if you just do something at your house, you get a bunch of pizzas.
Cake.
Birthday cake. I mean, you could make it on your own. Goodie bags, decorations. I don't know. As for other kids' birthday, they say that the $20 to $30 range is good, no matter what the relationship. When you go to someone else's party, just keep it within that range.
Your daughter's birthday today, Sophie, 15?
Yep.
Whoa.
I know.
Mercedes.
I don't even know how that happened.
You said you're going through your computer and stuff, pulling pictures. You had a beautiful post of Sophie and just seeing her through the years. Sophie, when Sophie was born, iPhone not here, right?
So no, I had a, yeah, there was, a, well, no, wait.
It just came out?
How did I get
did the iPod come out? Or was those pictures you have on from your digital camera that you had back in 15 years ago in 2004?
When did the iPhone come out?
Wasn't the iPod was 01, wasn't it?
2007, so you're right. There was no iPhone at that point.
Is that your Razor phone you're taking pictures with?
It must have been the Razor phone. Man, it took good pictures. No, my husband must have taken a digital camera. He must have. I can't see. Yeah, because I do have some of those Razor phone photos on my computer, and it's like 1 inch by 1.5 inches,
two
and
pixels.
It's all pixelated. It's like, what is that? What was I even taking a picture of? Okay, finally this morning, do you ever finish off a bag of chips or a can of Pringles, and then you dump the crumbs straight into your mouth?
Yes.
Of course you do, but would you buy a full bag of chips like that? A Japanese company is selling a new product called One Hand Chips. And they come pre-crushed. So you essentially drink them straight out of the bag. And you won't be getting your hands all greasy. They were supposed to be for people who just love crumbs. But now they're marketing them to millennials who want to use their phone while they eat. It looks like one-hand chips are only available in Japan for now. So either you'll have to go there to try them or buy some chips and just crush them yourself. You may have also heard of something similar last year called Fail Chips. But those never actually went on sale. It turned out to just be part of a marketing campaign. But I like that. Put it in a little cup, like a mini Pringles can. Crush them up, and you take a drink of them, and then chew them up, and there you go.
You know, Pringle dust on your hands.
Yeah,
on your phone.
That's the worst part of chips is that, or if you're eating something. Oh my gosh, guess what I had for the first time? I must be the last person to have never tried these. I tried them for the first time this weekend, or this for the week. Hot Cheetos. I have never had Hot Cheetos.
And the reviews are in?
Oh my gosh, they're so good. My cousin who passed away this week, she loved them, loved them. And at her memorial, they had a huge bowl of Hot Cheetos.
Aww.
And they were like, we want you to talk and eat Hot Cheetos because that's what she wanted.
Oh, no way.
So we were all, I'm like, I've never had them before. So I opened the bag. I'm like, dear gosh, these are so good.
Where have you been my entire life?
I know.
It's Imagine Dragons. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
I just I went off on a tangent because of this. I'm so sorry.
Sometimes I'm just going to turn the mics on mid-song because something is so intense on the air that you were off the air that we're talking about. And then like the song stops, you and I both refocus.
I know.
And then literally launch back into what we were talking about off the air when I should turn the mics on and let us just start talking while the song is playing.
Here's the deal. What do you think is the most annoying question in the world? The most annoying question that someone can ask you. 702-364-9400. I'm playing this game with JC, and he still hasn't guessed it. But I think there is a question that is the most annoying thing anyone can ask you. And it's just it just boils down to not necessarily being self-serving, but it's like, just come on, just say what you want to say and let's just move on. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So what do you think is the most annoying question in the world? 702-364-9400.
Is it something along the lines of, is something wrong?
No, but that can be, I mean, I think that's nice if
is
someone
something
asks
wrong?
You. Is that annoying to you?
What's the way it's the way it's phrased? That would refer, are you okay? Is something wrong? Like, yeah, something's wrong. You're bothering me. Get out of here.
There wasn't until you came up to me and said that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, are you okay? Are you, because we ever get someone ask you, or I guess it's a statement, you look tired, but are you sick? No, I'm not sick. This is how I look.
That is one of the most annoying questions either, like ever when someone says, are you sick? Oh, are you sick? No, why?
No, why? I feel great.
Oh, you look sick. Well, thanks. My gosh, I really appreciate that. No, that's not the one that I'm referring to. Let's talk to Jamie, what's the most annoying question in the world?
The most annoying question in the world right now is, are you pregnant? And it's because I'm 8 months pregnant. And clearly there's a huge bump in front of me. Yes, I'm pregnant.
You know, I just am so hesitant on asking pregnant women if they're pregnant because I just don't want to be wrong.
Jamie, moving forward, if someone says to you, are you pregnant? Say, no. Make them feel awful.
What makes you think that? Yeah, that could be really annoying. It's like, I'm about to pop. What do you think? But like I said, you have to tell me. You have to confirm it because on the off chance,
mm-hmm.
I just forget it. Let's talk to JD. JD, what is the most annoying question in the world?
Can I ask you something?
Oh, my gosh. That one is so annoying. That's not the one I was thinking of, but can I ask you something? Can I ask you a question? You just did. That was a question. That's really annoying.
You know, you may not ask me a question. Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
That's not the one I was thinking of. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, what's the most annoying question in the whole world?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
No, kid, get out your Waze app and look it up. You see, we got an hour and a half to go.
If you have a kid, that's it. For me, I'll tell you. It's, do you want to do me a huge favor?
Mm.
When people ask me that, I feel myself get anxiety. And I had someone ask me that yesterday. Do you want to do me a huge favor? No, I don't. Why? And I always have this. How do you respond to that when someone says, do you want to do me a huge favor?
What's up?
Okay, you don't say yes or anything like that.
No, I don't want to commit to anything. So why? What's up?
That's what I say. I say, why? And they're like, well, because I need you to. And I'm like, no, that's not what I mean.
Uh-huh.
What is it? Then that's what I say. What is it? Oh, I really need you to da 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 da. I'm like, okay, sure, I'll do it. But I The most annoying question in the world, in my opinion, is, do you want to do me a huge favor?
No, I don't. But what do you need? I'll see if it's convenient to my life. You ever get someone that comes up to you and says, hey, you got plans tonight? And it's someone you don't want to hang out with?
Oh, and you're like, yeah, why? What's up? That's what I want to say.
I just, or like you're kind of hesitant, like, yeah, I kind of hang out with this person, but let me see what it is. Is it something that doesn't last that long? Or that's another loaded question as well. I did something to you, I think, when you were dealing with all their family stuff.
What?
And after I always send this message, I always feel like a dummy. When you write a message like, hey, hope, you know, thinking of you, let me know if you need anything.
That's a double-edged sword, and I wasn't annoyed when you did it, but can I say it too?
Because you mean, like, I'm thinking of you if you need help, but if you need anything. Okay, yeah, I need you to get my dry cleaning and go to the grocery store and get me eggs and milk, which I need for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Well, I would never ask you of that, but I know what you mean. It assumes, like, anything. The thing I hate is that when I really have needed something from a friend, I never ask them for it.
Uh-huh.
Even though, there were things I needed, but I wasn't going to be like, JC, remember when you said if I needed anything? I really do need something now. I need a hug. It's like you'd be like, okay, weirdo. Like, and then, do you ever take someone up on that? And that's how I answer. I go, I may take you up on that. I don't.
I'm going to start taking people up on that for whatever situation. Let me know if you need anything. I do, actually. I do.
I need a granola bar and a pat on the back. Thank you.
You got it, kid. Come over here.
Chocolate chip or peanut butter, please.
It's live. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. So tomorrow you got UNLV basketball, Fresno State, 2 o'clock, Thomas and Mack. You got Golden Knights, 7 o'clock, T-Mobile Arena against Columbus. You doing either two?
I'm going to Golden Knights tomorrow night.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's my daughter's birthday present. We got her tickets to the game.
That's so cool because they're on a 2-game winning streak.
I know. I was so excited.
Let's make it 3 tomorrow night.
It's time for some daily dirt.
I love it. I love it.
Love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
Wait, I thought that they only won the one game last night. Did they win one before that?
They beat Tampa Bay, yeah. The Lightning?
Tampa Bay Lightning?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they had 2 in a row.
Okay, I thought they lost that game. Awesome. I've been out of the loop. I'm so confused right now. This week
I'm
is like
sure
a whirlwind.
If I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure they beat Tampa Bay.
I'm sure you got it. I've been out of town. I have no idea.
Well, Ariana Grande, she has released her second album in 6 months. Thank You Next was released today. And she actually put out a surprise music video for the song Break Up With Your Girlfriend on board, starring Riverdale star Charles Melton. We've got Ariana Grande, the full album right here in front of us. Do you want to hear Bloodline, Fake Smile, Bad Idea, Makeup?
Let's hear Makeup.
Makeup. Here is Makeup, Ariana Grande. Love it when we make.
Bing, 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 bing. It made me think I had an email on my phone.
Little email notification.
I was like, whoa, I got an email.
How about let's go with Bloodline, Ariana Grande.
Okay. I already have the album downloaded. I can't wait to listen to it.
To go through the whole thing?
Yeah, this
Ariana
is good.
Grande confirms she will not be at the Grammys on Sunday. I want to talk about
her sounds.
Oh, do we have that set up? Jen was working on a montage of all of her sounds. Is that in there, Jen?
If you listen to Ariana Grande songs, she always has like these, she's so breathy, and she has these, and I just think that I love her sounds.
Let's give Thank You Next a spin here.
I love it. I love her breathiness.
I was asking if you had the sounds that you're working on. No.
Oh. Okay, never
we'll
mind.
Have her come in here. I want to talk to you about Taylor Swift. Because tell me what you think here. Taylor Swift is in London. She's filming the new movie Cats. And apparently she's showering her co-stars with a lot of gifts. Do you think this is a nice gesture or a little egocentric? She is giving them gift baskets. Nice. That are filled with merchandise from her most recent Reputation Stadium tour.
Like, they have all this extra. Like, here, take one of these.
What do you think of that? Is that a,
I don't know.
Is that a nice... It's cool that she's giving gifts and stuff. That'd be like you giving someone, you know, hey, happy birthday, or hey, here's a little gift. It's Mercedes in the Morning shirts, Mercedes in the Morning mugs.
Some people like that stuff. And so, I'm sure if it's autographed or whatever, it's pretty cool, right?
I thought it was it's a nice gesture, but then it said it's all filled with merchandise from her last tour. People are like, hey, we're co-stars. Cool, thanks. I'll wear your tour shirt to work tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Really quick, Hector wanted to make an Ariana Grande observation. Hi, Hector. What's up?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're great. We're having so much fun. Thank you for calling. What do you think?
Yeah, so I was just talking about this to my wife yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I was like, you know, I'm going to call them. To me, it sounds like Ariana Grande in her new song is saying steak and eggs. Like, steak and eggs, steak and eggs. I mean, I was like, oh, yeah, it does sound like that, right?
Hold on. Can we listen to a little clip? Let's put this to the test.
All right, hold on.
All right. Steak and eggs. My eggs. Eggs. Bacon. Oh, I am so bleeping grateful for my eggs.
I'm ready for breakfast.
That's JC on Saturday mornings.
I can't wait for my eggs.
That is a great observation, Hector. I love it. Now I'm going to start singing steak and eggs instead of thank you next.
Last one here. Khloe Kardashian is pushing a new emergency fashion line accessory.
Okay.
I need to take this off air and present it to you
to see
if I can bring it. This is a real deal.
This
real product.
Makes me nervous.
That Khloe Kardashian is pushing. She didn't invent it, but she discovered it. Someone pointed this product out to her. Now she wants everyone to be aware of this product. It's an issue that ladies deal with. Guys too, but it's a different thing for guys. So let me take us off the air.
Okay. Yeah, that's a thing. We need those. Ladies, we need those.
You can buy it on Amazon for $29.99.
How do we make it friendly? It really is an issue that I think we need to address at some point. Because I'm serious. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed it on someone the other day, and I told them.
You told them?
Yes, she got embarrassed.
Stop.
But I had to. It was a family member. It was okay. It was a family member.
An aunt?
No.
How do you approach them? Oh. Wait.
I had to say something. Okay, so ladies, you know when you wear really tight things, like pants, yoga pants especially, booty shorts, and sometimes it looks like certain parts of your body are eating your clothes, okay? Especially in a certain area. So you get this. So
Khloe Kardashian.
Yes.
I guess apparently this happens to her a lot. And fans said, hey, there's this product on Amazon that you can buy that's an accessory to cover things up and kind of, like, I don't know, make things flush?
Flush, yes.
And she's like, okay. And she ordered it, and she's like, oh, my gosh, this is life-changing. So now she is out just promoting because it's a great product.
Getting paid for it?
I don't think so. Not that we know of. And she's just telling people about, like, hey, if you got this issue, this is what I use, and it works great.
Do you know what the name of the product is? Can you say the name of the product?
Here is the... I think that's the name of it.
No, that's... I think that's fine.
Go ahead.
It's called... Wait, hold on. Is that the fan's name or is that the
I don't know. I copied and pasted when I was reading the story.
It's called Camille the Camel.
All right. Jocelyn just spit out her coffee.
That's either the person that sent it or that's the name of the product.
It's on Amazon. It's got a 4.4 out of 5 star rating on Amazon. 84% of the reviewers. Oh my gosh, we got to read the reviews. What are people saying about it?
I'm looking to see. That's not the name of the product. That must have been the reviewer. Let me. I can't. Now I'm going to look this up.
Look it up.
And it's going to start sending me things like you might also be interested in.
Hey, guys have that issue too.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. It's only got a 3-star review. If it's the one that I'm talking about, let's see here. Customer reviews. This does exactly what it claims.
Well, that's good.
I wore this with a jumpsuit to a wedding to prevent any tall girl write-up situations. Worked perfectly. Oh, boy. The only consideration is hygiene.
Oh. Can you wash it?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I didn't realize that these were black as the photos were beige. But I guess it doesn't matter for the clothing I'm using them for right now. Then this is a 1-star review. I was really hopeful that these would work, but they don't do anything except make your private area sweaty. I know that is TMI, but it is the truth. Doesn't reduce the situation at all. Very disappointed. Was hoping for a game changer.
Signed, Jocelyn Luna. I think our covered crooner's outside walking in the desert.
Oh my gosh. What, but should I shut the blind?
Shut the blind. I only see her from behind. You see her? What is she doing out there? Don't turn around, covered crooner. All right, Mercedes, shut the blinds.
Why is she walking this way?
I don't know. All right, we'll be back. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So much. I wish, again, a conversation that Jocelyn came in here talking about based on the dirt.
I know. We all have different words for different things. And so she thinks one thing was called something. We thought that meant another thing. And it's all tomato, tomato, really, people. It's all in your analysis.
Hey,
right?
Jen, what day am I going to? Do we know?
Tuesday, it says.
Tuesday. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, oh, my gosh. If you're looking to do something this weekend, what you need to do is watch the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Uh-huh.
I watched that movie this past Saturday. And I was a fan of Queen, but after watching Bohemian Rhapsody, I am hooked on Queen. I can't get enough Queen right now.
What,
of
like,
course, I've got no Queen here.
I haven't seen it yet. I need to go see it. But everyone's saying that Rami Malek is a shoo-in to win the best Oscar at the Oscars, at the Academy Awards. So do you think that's true? Having seen probably zero of the other movies.
After seeing A Star Is Born, I thought Bradley Cooper was amazing. Rami Malek is Freddie Mercury.
Is he really?
You're watching that movie and you forget that you think it's Freddie Mercury. Like, this is so cool, I'm watching Freddie Mercury, but no, it's Rami Malek. But after seeing that, so many great Queen songs. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions. Of the world. Silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning. Is there any movie? Because of Queen, now I'm back on board as a Queen fan. My wife, as we're watching it, she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was Queen. Or I didn't know that was Queen. Or this is Queen too. So my wife is now hooked on Queen. He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his
life from this monstrosity. Just because of a movie or just because of anything?
Yeah, because of anything. You hooked on something because of a TV show or a movie or something maybe we said on this show. Like Mercedes mentioned the show You a while back. And I think all of us got hooked on You and binge-watched that show start to finish in one weekend.
What did you fall in love with because of something else? 702-364-9400. I'm trying to find it because, I love 90s music. That's kind of my favorite. But 80s music has never been something that I love. What was the song in, and I know you never watched it, which if you're taking my advice on You, I think you should take my advice on To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
I was about 30 seconds in and I got distracted. I need to go back to it.
There was an 80s song that they loved on that. And now I'm spacing what that song was. Do you guys remember 702-364-9400? I was like, you know what? I do like 80s music. And it was all because of that show that showed that one. That they played that one song and I was like, oh, I think I do like some 80s music now. I'm just spacing what that song was.
Anyone know it? Call us up at 702-364-9400.
Oh, I remember.
You got it? What is it?
Oh, I remember. Hold on. Let me. Yeah, because the dad listens to it. And I was like, this is such a good song. I can't believe that they listen to it in the cafe. And as soon as you hear the first few notes of it, it's like, oh my gosh, this one right here. Because of To All the Boys I Loved Before, I like Tears for Fears. Didn't really like them the first time around, but now I really like them.
Because of this song in the show, in the movies? There's another 80s song that is just stuck in my head and on my radar. It's another show on Netflix, and it's also on Pop TV, and it stars Eugene. I can't say the name of the show because the name of the show is a curse word when you say it. It stars Eugene Levy and his son. I think his son's name is Daniel, and his daughter's in it as well.
Uh-huh.
It's about a very rich family that lost all their money, and they now have to live in this rundown town in Canada.
Since you can't say the word, because I don't know what show you're talking about.
Blank Creek. Is the name of the show. I can't say the first
word. Oh, I've seen that. Okay.
It is so funny.
I haven't watched it, but I've seen a lot of people talking about that show.
It's great. Season 1 through 4 is on Netflix. Season 5 just started on Pop TV. And there's one episode where Eugene Levy's son, I think his name is Daniel, his boyfriend is serenading him. And this is a song that he's singing. His name is Noah Reed. He's singing this song here.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone I've ever met. And I'm stuck on your heart.
Oh, I like this version.
I hang on every word you say. Or tear us apart. Baby, I would rather be dead.
Tina Turner is simply the best.
The start of every night and every day.
So you're not really a fan of Tina Turner. You're a fan of this dude doing Tina Turner.
Well, I got in. I'm like, oh, this is a great version. But then, of course, it got me back to the original. Because I think in the same episode or the follow-up episode, Daniel Levy lip-syncs this entire song back to his boyfriend. So you get both versions on the show.
Oh, okay. You think about Tina Turner, like, I don't know if we go down that Tina Turner rabbit hole, but there was a song she's sang that I just didn't think it got the attention it deserved. Do you remember this song?
Better be good to me.
Yeah. Oh, man, I like this song. See, you're taking me down the 80s rabbit hole. And then, of course.
Sing it, Private Dancer.
Oh, no. What's love? This could be one of the songs on the Oh Wow Wheel this morning.
Oh, wow. The theme is love, right?
It has to have the word love in the title. And maybe I had it so easily accessible because I'm planning to play it today.
I thought that was Private Dancer, which is another great Tina Turner song.
Oh, you want some Private Dancer? I got all the Tina Turner catalog pulled up now. Okay, I know we're running late. Let's go.
Dancing for money. Do what you want me to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's that kind of morning.
It really is. Covered crooner reveal coming up at 8 o'clock, or if you just drive through our parking lot.
Oh, we did. I didn't see a thing.
Didn't see it.
I did not see. I closed the blinds. Everything's dark in here. Did you see? Be honest.
I saw the back of the covered crooner.
You did?
Yes, I saw the back of the...
How do you know it was the covered crooner? How come it's not just like a person going to work down... They could be going to Lyft or the house
place? It could be. The covered crooner was very tall, and this was a very, very tall woman walking through our parking lot.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
But though I did, it might go back to my original guess as to who it is. I don't know. Anyway, 8 o'clock, cover crew and reveal. Hot Three's up next. What do you got?
Who's happier, moms or dads? We're going to talk about a new study that came out. Also, if you want to feel like $1 million, it'll cost you this amount of money. Spoiler alert, it's not $1 million, which is really cool. And then the dumb internet debate of the day. We're talking about baguettes of bread. We explain coming up next in the Hot Three.
First, more reaction to our top story. Breaking news this morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot Three, Mix 94.1.
In what will come as a shock to absolutely zero moms out there, a new study finds that dads are happier than moms.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, researchers worked with a bunch of couples and found fathers are enjoying parenting more than mothers, and it's basically because they get to have more fun while they're doing it. I kid. I think that a lot of moms out there are really happy, but according to this report, dads report greater positive emotions and fewer daily hassles than the moms did in the study. And that's because more of the dads report actually playing with their kids while taking care of them. Moms get this, and they'd rather be playing with their kids more too, but they're saying more moms have the responsibility in their households of like cooking dinner, you know, making sure there's toothpaste and toilet paper in the house and that everyone has clean underwear and all of that. I think that dads do more household chores than my dad or our grandfathers did, but they're saying that a lot of that stuff is still on the moms to remember. Okay. So that's why
it takes away some of the fun. We have to go out and get the toilet paper and toothpaste.
I actually don't do that. My husband does that. So I maybe this is why I'm so much happier.
You know who does mine?
Who?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's perfect. So you're both happy, right?
Yes.
Also this morning, here's some good news. If you want to feel like $1 million, you can do it for about 99.4% less money than advertised. Because according to a new study, it only costs $627 to feel like $1 million. The researchers found that when people spent an average of $205 on clothes and shoes, $214 on accessories, and $208 on other things like getting a haircut or makeup, they felt like $1 million. What does it take for you to feel like $1 million? It doesn't have to be money-wise, but like, what do you have to have going on with you that makes you just feel like $1 million?
I always feel good after a nice workout.
Yeah.
Like after going to the gym. Like the next day, knowing that, I went to the gym last night. I got a workout in. I feel good.
That's a good feeling. Mine is when I get my hair done.
Mm-hmm.
I get my hair cut, and she gives me a blowout, and it's like curled the way she curls it. I can't curl it that same way. And I walk out of the salon into the sunlight, and it hits me in the face, and it hits my hair, and my hair's all golden from the highlights she just put in. And it's like, I walk to my car, and my hair's going back and forth, and oh, man, I feel like $1 million.
Then you do the driver's side selfie?
Oh, yeah. Look at my phone. There's like $1 million of those, and it all revolves around my haircuts. All right, finally, you got to make sure you get the golden. You got to get the golden hour. You got to make sure the light. I've moved parking spots.
I was going to say, have you moved your car before? Oh. Like, wait, let me turn the car around here. All right.
Last time there was a shadow. I was like, no, let's move, and it was perfect.
Nice.
Okay, finally, this morning, there are plenty of dumb debates that go viral on the internet on a daily basis. This might be the dumbest. So, this animator in England tweeted this question yesterday, and we'll put it out there too. Follow us on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. If a baguette could walk, how would it move? I'm talking about a baguette of bread.
Mm-hmm.
So he animated four options: sliding like a worm, galloping and using its ends as feet, flipping end over end, or inching like a caterpillar. If a baguette could walk, how would it move? What do you think? Do you need to see the visual?
Yeah, well, if this is the baguette, okay?
Yes.
Is this an option?
It wasn't, but that's a good question. There are your options.
Snake.
JC had the baguette on its end with it going up in the air, and just kind of hopping or shuffling side to side.
Yes. But I see, based on that one, I would go, oh, they're weird. That's weird looking. I go with one, the worm style.
The worm style? But the baguette can't. It's too crusty to shrink and then get long. Shrink and then get long.
So you're going
to
say three, the flip-flop?
I actually, mine's not on here either, but it's a variation of three. I think it's three end over end, but I think it's long ways. Like rolling on, like if you like, laid on your side.
Yes. Like the tumbleweed challenge?
Yes. I think that's how a baguette would move. They're weird. We'll post it so you guys can see. But that's the dumb internet debate of the day. No more Laurel and Yanni. It's how would a baguette move?
Man, this 7 o'clock hour, we really covered it all.
Yeah.
That stuff in the dirt for the issue that ladies have from time to time.
Yeah.
Fixing that.
Like when you go to yoga.
Hey, guys have it too.
Oh, I know. Knuckles.
Knuckles.
Wow.
Mooses. And
Mises.
Then,
what's a plural of moose? Meese? No, it's mooses.
And then going, how does a baguette walk?
I know. Just wait until you hear the 8 o'clock hour, guys.
We got the covered crooner is here. The covered crooner, it's a she. I know that.
Yeah.
She's been sequestered in a back room. She's hiding. We got a camera crew coming in here again today. Last week was Fox 5.
There's a camera crew?
Yeah. Joey's here.
Oh, hi, Joey.
Yeah.
Joey did our show 900 video, which was so awesome. And so that means this is going to look much better than the one we took yesterday. It was awful.
Joey saw it and said, guys, I'm going to come in and really do it right for you guys today. So cover crooner, the reveal coming up in 3 minutes. There is Halsey, who will be performing and starring on Saturday Night Live this weekend. 8 o'clock hour coming up, 8:25. Your tickets to Florence and the Machine. Right around 8:15, we're spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. And this week's theme is Love Has Got to Be in the Title of the Song.
Right.
Not the band, because we'd all do Loverboy if that was the case.
No, I would. There's like Love and Rockets. There's Love, the soundtrack of Love Actually. There's.
That's not a band, though.
Oh.
Bands with Love in the title?
Oh. Okay.
Loverboy would be the only.
Love and Rockets is a band.
Oh. We'd all be working for the weekend.
I would pick this before I picked Loverboy. That's silence.
I would play nothing instead of playing Loverboy.
I'm kidding.
But right now it is time for.
The covered crooner, the big reveal this morning. Now, if you missed it yesterday, I'm sorry, I'm still doing research. I think I figured it out. So if you missed it yesterday, we had a special performance from the Purple People Eater. The poor Purple People Eater was singing out of its eye. Like, it was just, it was kind of crazy. I was watching, like, the eye thing more than anything. But they sounded pretty good, yeah, all things considered.
Do you want to go back to the clues first? Or
yeah.
The singing? All right, let's go back to the clues from our covered crooner, episode number 4.
I'm originally from Massachusetts. My job has taken me abroad to Australia, Poland, Spain, Turkey, and Italy. Numbers and percentages are a focal point of my job. I get asked about my height daily. The best people in my industry will be at Mandalay Bay this summer.
All right. Mandalay Bay this summer.
Okay, So based on those clues, you and I are like, oh, we know. They don't, like, we totally know. But then the person came in and something changed in my mind. And we can talk about that in a second, but let's listen to the performance.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you did. As long as you love me.
The microphone on the eye.
Who you are, where you're from. Don't care what you did. As long as you love me.
All right.
Are we ready to bring in the Purple People Eater?
Let's bring this person in and we'll discuss our guesses.
Here is the Purple People Eater, the covered crooner.
Duck. Watch again. You got duck again?
The covered crooner is very tall. And come on over. You can't talk yet, but you will in a minute. So
tall.
I know.
So cool.
And that was part of the clue that on a daily basis, people make comments about her height. So do you want to explain who you're going to guess who it is and why you came to this conclusion, JC?
Well, can I say the one you and I both were thinking? Because that was my first guess, but then something gave it away to me that it's not that person.
Go ahead.
Asia Wilson.
Right.
From Our Aces. But then the covered crooner had sandals on, and I saw feet.
Okay.
I saw skin.
Okay.
Okay, I know it's not Asia Wilson. So then I started thinking, maybe it's not the Aces. And I'd heard a rumor that the WWE was coming to town this summer, and they couldn't go to T-Mobile because they were concerned if hockey was still going on.
Okay.
So they would go to Mandalay Bay if T-Mobile was booked.
Ah.
So I started thinking then, Charlotte Flair.
I saw your post yesterday.
I thought it was Charlotte Flair, who was in studio before.
And who is very tall.
Very tall. Then a listener said, started comparing the height of the covered crooner to the height of me, and this covered crooner is taller than Charlotte Flair. But then I'm thinking, I don't know, lifts or something? I don't know.
Lifts.
But then I started doing research, and Charlotte Flair is not, duh, she's from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's not from Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that guess is out the window.
So you got no guess?
Then I was thinking some other female wrestlers that might have been in town for a new wrestling promotion that's launching in May, and they had a big press conference last night. But those female wrestlers I were thinking of were not at the press conference.
They weren't there?
Yeah.
All right.
So right now I technically got nothing right now.
Okay, let me tell you the conclusion I came to. And yes, we both started with Asia Wilson. What changed with me is you're taller than Asia Wilson. You are. I know you are. I remember standing next to her and you're taller. So then I was like, it's got to be someone that plays for the Aces. So I went to the roster and there's only two women that are taller than Asia on the team. One is Carolyn Sword, and one is Jisoo Park. 6'6 for Carolyn, 6'5 for Jisoo. Then I look where they're from. Jisoo is from South Korea, and Carolyn is from Sudbury, Massachusetts. Or Sudbury? I don't know.
Sure. The berry.
So my guess is going to be Carolyn Sword.
Now, before we reveal, what if this, though? What if it's a huge swerve and it's not a woman in there, it's a guy?
It's a woman. Did you hear her voice?
I can talk like a woman, too.
That sounds like a man trying to talk
what
like a woman.
What if they're really good at changing their voice and it's a man?
No, it's a beautiful woman.
All right, let's see what we got
here. I already know. All right. Are we ready for the big reveal?
Yes.
Let's do this. The Purple People Eater. Everyone, here we go. Is... Carolyn
Welcome!
Yes! Woo! Welcome to the show!
Hello, thank you so much.
It's awesome. So nice to meet you in person. I've actually seen you at the airport before.
Oh, awesome.
Traveling with a team, and I was like, it's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for doing this. Have you ever done in your whole professional career anything like this?
No, nothing. Nothing like this. This is certainly a first.
And who knew you were such a Backstreet Boys fan? Like you were not bad. Singing. Oh, do you sing along to them a lot?
I do like to sing along. I've generally never done so solo or in public.
Oh my gosh. When they pitched this to you, were you like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
It was a little bit of a shock, but it sounded like a lot of fun. And when I really hadn't paid attention to the TV show.
Yeah.
And so I YouTubed and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Plus a little disconcerting because they're fabulous singers on the show. I was like,
good.
I can't do
no,
that.
No, you were good. You were good. Plus you were singing through your eye.
Through the eye, yes.
That's got to be a first.
Well, Purple People Eaters, their eyes are both vision and how they sing. So that's just how it goes, I guess. Yeah.
Tell us about your hometown. Did I say it right?
Sudbury,
yes. Massachusetts. Okay.
Yes.
So how long have you been, you said you've gone all around the world. Is it because of basketball you've traveled everywhere?
Yes. So the WNBA is in the summer, and then every winter we tend to go overseas. I took a break this year and I'm staying in Vegas year round. But I've been to all those countries playing for different teams in each of those places.
Wow.
It's been an amazing experience. Yeah, it's changed my life and never thought I'd be able to live in all of those places.
That's so cool.
Well, you said how the best in the business are coming to Mandalay Bay. Is that because obviously teams are coming to play you guys, but is the All-Star game?
That's right.
Is
so
here?
You will have the best in the building 17 times, but particularly we are hosting All-Star weekend. It's July 27th, but that whole weekend is going to be a big basketball celebration. And because it's the All-Stars, you'll have the best of the best in town and in the building. So
that's so cool. I run into a lot of WNBA players in the airport. We were in Seattle, and there was a really good girl from Seattle. I can't remember her name. We were at the sandwich shop. And I was standing behind her, and they had just played you guys. I think they had just beat you guys. I go, did you guys just play the Aces? And they're like, yeah. I go, did you win? And they're like, yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah. That's all right. We got them back later.
You did. Good.
And did we get you guys your private plane this year? So you don't have to have that debacle last year of 10 flights to get to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, TBD. We'll see.
We got to start a petition. Let's do a GoFundMe for this.
Yes.
We need to treat these ladies with class. They represent our city. I am so, like, excited that you came in this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Every single day you get a comment on your height. Every single day.
Yes, but it ends up being a great opportunity to talk about, yes, I play basketball, play for the Aces, come to a game, and so it's fine.
Oh, just one time you got to tell them, no, I don't play basketball. Right. What is that?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Right. I'm a gymnast, obviously.
Yes. Well, stick around. We got to do some pictures out of the way. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, we're spinning the OWOW wheel. The theme is songs with love in the title.
As long as you love me like Carol.
And we also got your Florence and the Machine tickets coming up at 8:25. Florence and the Machine, those tickets go on sale today. Your tickets are coming up in just about 5 minutes, but it is Friday morning, so that means we do...
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the OWOW Wheel! 94.1.
All right, let's get things started here. It is the OWOW Wheel, and this week the theme is songs with the word love in the title in honor of Valentine's Day. And looky here, it looks like it has landed on you, Jen.
Fantastic.
All right, so here's the deal. If Jocelyn, if you get the veto, Jocelyn gets to play her song. So that means you and I have a veto in play today.
Veto in play.
I might get vetoed.
Why?
I picked Paula Abdul.
Where are we at here? Jen's song right here.
The Way That You Love Me.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take my veto on this. I'm sorry.
Oh, rare Mercedes veto.
I feel like this is one of her lesser known. Not that, and I know that's what the OWOW Wheel is all about, but I'm just not feeling it today.
I was waiting. I wasn't familiar with it either. I was waiting maybe when the vocal started, I would know it. But just the name of the song, I'm not.
Play the hook. You might know it.
Well, it's too late now. You got Vita.
Doesn't matter.
So go.
Yeah, baby.
Wild card, Jocelyn. This may have been the biggest mistake of my life. Oh my gosh. Okay.
This is a good one.
Oh, okay. I like this one. Tell everyone.
Love Like This by Faith Evans.
JC, you love her.
Faith? Oh my gosh. She's my girl. It's Mix.
I never knew there was a love like this before.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We have got your tickets to Florence and the Machine coming up here in like 60 seconds.
All right. Today's theme for the OWOW Wheel was a song with love in the title. It originally landed on Jen. She got the veto on Paula Abdul. And that right there is Faith Evans, Jocelyn's pick. If the wheel would have landed on you, JC, what would you have picked?
I would have went with some UB40.
Snazzy.
They did this for the movie, I believe it was called Sliver in the 90s. A little fun fact, the movie company asked U2 to do a cover version for the movie, but U2 was too busy. They couldn't do it, and so they went to UB40, and here we are.
Is that just the section they were in the alphabet? Okay, the U2, let's go down to UB40. All right, if it would have landed on me, I picked a great song for my boy LL Cool J.
The seas can run, but
I need
can't
love.
When I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love.
And I know I would have gotten the veto because I think this song is like 5 minutes and 20 seconds. And I just kept thinking, JC will veto me.
He is one of your favorites. And is it rumor true that one of your other favorites is supposed to be joining us on the show next week?
You guys. Ice Cube's gonna be on the show next week. Oh my god.
Yeah. I kiss you, hold you, never
I think they scare him, though, because I always invite him to dinner at my house whenever he comes to town in concert, and he never responds.
Maybe this will be the time. Maybe we'll just ask him when he's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever you want. I'll make dinner. You can come over. And he just, not even a like.
What if he says yes? That'd be awesome. We just see him at your house, just sitting there like, hey, pass the peas.
I will completely Facebook Live it. It will be so good.
That'd be so cool. Time to win right now. Your tickets to go see Florence and the Machine, T-Mobile Arena, Friday, May 17th. Those tickets on sale today. We've got yours right now. Caller 20. 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
Okay, we only have one category to pick from this morning. That category is R&R. So you're going to have to do that one, but you do get to pick your partner. And if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20, you play. 702-364-9400.
It's Lucas Graham as we do 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Bryn.
Hello.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Okay. Let's do this. We want to make you a winner. Florence and the Machine tickets on the line. Your category is R&R. So these are all things that are associated with having a spa day, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
Bryn, you have 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you're going to go see Florence and the Machine. You guys, start now.
You might put this on your face. It's made, like, out of mud.
Mask.
Yes. This is when the person rubs your back. You get a...
back massage.
Massage is correct. Okay. You might get in one of these, like, tubs, but it's not filled with water. It's filled with this brown stuff. You take a...
a bath?
What kind of a bath?
A mud bath.
Yes. This is, you might go in here to just sweat. It's,
sauna.
You can't see because there's so much what? It's one of the steam room. Yes. This is when you get your toes worked on. You get what?
A pedicure.
Yes. This is what you might walk around the spa in. You take off your clothes and you put on one of these.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you. And you guys know your massages and your spas. And that was perfect.
Yes, I'm getting one today at 3:30.
Oh, man. Can I come?
Yeah.
Bryn, you can go get a massage because you don't have to worry about buying tickets to go see Florence and the Machine. They go on sale today.
I'm so excited.
But you got yours. Way to go.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Enjoy that massage today. Enjoy that concert. We love you for listening. And we still have another chance for you to win this morning. It's coming up next hour. We will have tickets for you to see Justin Timberlake. And speaking of massages, we will get you an 80-minute Lapis and Oak experience massage to go with it. And you'll be qualified for that grand prize, a massage for your loved one and a diamond key necklace from Aaron Layla Jewelers.
Jimmy Eat World, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and 9 o'clock hour, it's the Friday Rewind. Get your request in now. Best songs from the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s.
The latest news updates happen now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
All right, so we have some sad news this morning. I don't know if you remember the British actor Albert Finney. He has died at the age of 82. His family said today the 5-time Oscar nominee passed away after a short illness. He was perhaps best known for, I think it depends on where you grew up. Because they say the 1963 movie Tom Jones, but I don't even know what
don't
that
know
is.
Don't know, yeah.
He was Daddy Warbucks on Annie.
Oh,
yeah,
really? Okay.
And then I know him really well from Aaron Brockovich. He was the guy on Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, he was the guy that was working with
Julia Roberts.
I liked him.
Yeah, he was really, really good. Some of his other movies include Murder on the Orient Express, The Dresser, Under the Volcano. I don't know a lot of those, but I know him as the Annie guy and the Aaron Brockovich guy.
The Brockovich guy, yeah.
Really good.
Kind of disheveled a little bit. Getting things done.
So some sad news this morning on that. Also this morning, a new survey has found that 58% of Americans feel more stressed now than ever before. And because of all that stress, we're losing close to 6 hours of sleep a week. Or that, I mean, that's about 12 days a year. Some of the modern day things that are really stressing us out, losing your wallet or credit card. Yeah, that would be a huge stress. Arguing with your significant other, sitting in traffic, losing your phone, and being late for work. Those are the biggest stresses that we face. The modern day scenarios.
Yeah, current stuff.
Okay, finally this morning, it's never a good sign when life imitates Seinfeld. There's a guy in Melville, Saskatchewan, Canada, whose real name is Dave Asman. And he's upset because he tried to get his last name on a license plate and the government said no. And yes, back in 1995, there was an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer got license plates that said Asman that were supposed to go to a proctologist. As for Dave Asman, he says he's proud of the name. He says, it's my last name. I've always had it. I'm not ashamed of it. There's nothing bad about it. He's appealing the decision to block the plate, but he's not optimistic. Oh, and by the way, I should have looked at this place, this part. He pronounces it Osman.
Oh, Osman.
Oops.
Oops. It's Osman.
Osman.
Oh, sorry, Mr.
Dave
Osman.
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 Okay.
So fancy, Mr. Osman.
Oh, well, but let's get Connie from yesterday. For you, Mr. Osman.
Connie.
It's gonna change. You miss the magic of these good old days.
8 minutes away from the start of the Friday Rewind. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I got a text message from a buddy of mine.
Okay.
I'm going to let you answer the question.
Okay.
He said, explain Connie.
Oh.
We were just talking about Connie.
Yeah,
about,
inside jokes.
8 minutes ago. Well, not inside if you're listening to yesterday's show.
Yes.
At this time.
So it was yesterday, Michael Bolton was trending, of all things. And we were like, why is Michael Bolton trending? Well, we figured it out. He did an interview with a TV morning show in Australia. And when they went to the live feed of him, it looked like he was sleeping. Like he was sitting there and it looked like his eyes were closed and he wasn't responding to the host. And it was just funny. And he said he was busy tweeting, whatever. But what we thought was humorous was the audio of these hosts trying to get his attention. It starts out with the guy on the show, like, hello, Michael, like this grand introduction. And he doesn't respond to that. So then his co-host, Connie, jumps in and acting like she's all, no, hi, it's Connie.
It's Connie. Like Michael Bolton's going to wait. It's Connie, you guys. So here's the original audio of Michael Bolton. You hear, we wait for the Connie run-in on this one.
We're talking to the great man, Michael Bolton, joins us now live from Florida. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Michael, you got us okay? Maybe he's just updating
Michael?
Instagram.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
It's quite silent.
Let me jump in. Hi, Michael. It's Connie. You know, be Connie.
It's Connie here.
So hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
Oh, I'm awake now. Connie's here.
Like he was ignoring the guy, but he's just waiting for Connie to jump in. So that's what Connie is. That's what we're referring to. It's not as funny as we think it is. We think it's hilarious.
Oh, Connie's awesome.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
Oh, okay. I'm here now for you, Connie. I wasn't here for that guy, but now I'm here for you.
Does everyone know a Connie? When I say Connie, who's the first Connie you think of? Like, do you have a Connie? Does everyone have a go-to Connie?
What do you mean by a Connie?
Like, when I say the name, who's the first Connie you think of? Or what's the Connie connotation when you hear the name Connie?
My tia Connie. I had it was my dad's aunt and my great aunt. And she was just the sweetest lady who always had, like, sweets for us when he would take us to her house. Oh, yeah, kick it is. And she'd give us, like, little cookies and stuff. And I just think of tia Connie. So this lady's ruining Connie's for me.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
Can you imagine if we went over there, tia Connie? Hi, it's Connie. Have a cookie. Why, who's your Connie?
Connie Chung.
Oh,
Connie,
yeah.
Chung. I think of Connie. You say Connie, I think of Connie Chung. When I say the name Tony, who's your go-to Tony? Because everyone right now, I say the name Tony, and you're all thinking of a Tony in your life or a famous Tony. Who's the Tony you go to?
The Tony I go to. I guess my mind just went to Tony Soprano.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting.
I mean, I don't know him personally or anything, but
that's your Tony association is Tony.
Are we doing word association or name association?
Because I go, when you say Tony, the first Tony I think of Tony Danza.
Hey, Angela. Okay, that's kind of obscure. Both of ours are related to TV shows. Okay, give me another name.
When I say the name Sally.
Sally. I think of the car on Cars. The girl car. Her name's Sally, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's the blue car.
Is there a Connie car?
Hi, Michael. It's Connie and Larry. We're with you live.
Oh, man. Connie's the know-it-all car. She shows up. She's all bedazzled pink. Hi, it's Connie, the car.
She's an electric car. I'm Connie. I don't use gas because I'm Connie.
What about the name Brian? Who's Brian?
I thought of my cousin, Brian Remo.
What's Brian like?
Brian, he's a nice guy. He was like a jock in high school.
You talk to him anymore?
That's the last time I probably talked to my cousin Brian. And I think of Brian Loftus now on Channel 8.
Do you have Brian, your cousin's number?
I do not.
Oh, man.
I do not.
I wonder about this family of yours. They seem non-existent.
I make them up.
I feel like you make up people.
I just made that up, too.
Brian Reed.
I've got no cousins named Brian.
Okay. Name association. Jennifer.
My sister?
I thought she was Jenny.
Oh. When I say
That's
Jennifer.
That's why I said Jennifer.
Well, you know what? She's top of mind because yesterday was her birthday.
Oh.
So my sister's top of mind.
Did you wish her a happy birthday?
I did. I was the first one in the family to do so.
By text, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But you call her?
Yeah. We should call her right now and wish her a happy birthday.
Do you call all your brothers on their birthdays?
Yes. Or FaceTime them.
You FaceTime
them. I speak
to them. On their birthday. You don't have to do that as an adult, do you?
Yes, you do. To family?
No.
Absolutely.
It's simple. I know it was in the family group text, too. I'm like, hey, happy birthday, Jenny.
That's it.
That was the extent of my birthday greetings to my sister.
Wow.
Who's the first Jennifer you think of?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
The actress. Jennifer.
I'm going to rapid fire you. Okay. Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
This Is Us?
Rebecca, yes.
Don.
Don Cheadle.
Julie,
my friend Julie that I carpool our daughters with.
Malcolm,
Jamal Warner.
Fred
Flintstone.
Lucy Liu.
Donna Martin.
Lucy Liu? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Lucy Liu, the actress.
I like this. Name association. Who
Tommy.
You got? Tommy Chong. Don't ask. Stop.
Ben.
Ben Affleck.
Anna
Faris.
Tabitha?
I don't know a Tabitha.
There's no Tabitha. Isn't the Tabitha the Teenage Witch?
That's Sabrina.
Oh.
Tabitha, the Teenage Witch. Oh, on Bewitched, I think of the
thank
girl's
you,
names.
Thank you. Thank you. Joanne.
Joanne, our coworker and my babysitter.
Ron
Weasley.
Mary.
Mary Garland that works in our sales department.
Jeff
Probst.
Lynn
Manuel Miranda from Hamilton.
Madeline
Albright.
I'm just rattling off all my family members' names. They're all my mom's extended family right there.
Wow. And for you, you're like, I don't know any of those people.
What? Madeline got me. It's Kenny Loggins, who will be back in Las Vegas in March with all of his hits.
With all of the hits.
So many.
And we have time for one more request. I think this is the one we're going to go with. CK.
All right.
Just tweeted this one. So we'll get to that in a minute. It is the end of the show. It is the end of the week. Have a fantastic weekend. Make sure you're listening next week. We have a lot going on, including my man, Ice Cube, on the show. Are you coming on Tuesday?
Tuesday morning, 7:30. Ice Cube fan or not, it's a joy just hearing Mercedes' reaction every time Ice Cube calls the show.
I'm already excited. I could be asleep all weekend long.
Be up.
I cannot wait. So that is happening. We'll have another covered crooner on Wednesday. Lots of great prizes to give away. And yeah, just get you a general recap of everything this weekend. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here as we get one more request in for the Friday Rewind. So that will do it for show number 903 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.